After years of relentless growth, land prices in Luxembourg are finally cooling, according to the Housing Observatory. The decline could lead to more affordable new properties, though timing remains uncertain. EU Environment Ministers gather in Brussels today, just days before the start of the COP30 World Climate Conference in Brazil. They plan to finalise European climate targets for 2040, with particular focus on greenhouse gas reduction targets. Luxembourg's Foreign Minister Xavier Bettel is in Uzbekistan today and tomorrow for UNESCO's 43rd General Conference and is bidding for a place on its executive board for the first time in 20 years. In other news, New York goes to the polls today to elect a new mayor. The frontrunner is Zoran Mamdani, a 34-year-old Democrat who describes himself as a socialist. At least five people have been killed and hundreds of thousands displaced as rains driven by Typhoon Kalmagi has flooded swathes of the central Philippines earlier today. And Buckingham Palace will host an exhibition next year showcasing Queen Elizabeth II's fashion legacy. Her life in style will display 200 outfits from her 70-year reign. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. After a foggy start, it should turn dry with some bright spells developing. It's feeling crisp out there with temperatures around 8 degrees now, rising to a maximum of 12 to 14 degrees.